Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We've been looking this week on how to win over temptation. And started yesterday by sharing, wanted to share five ways with you. And just to review those in case you missed yesterday's program. First one is be realistic. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. And so we need to be ready for those temptations, and we all have them. Second is to be responsible. And the third thing, Be responsible. Stop playing the blame game, okay? Stop playing that blame game. We got a lot of, we did it when we were kids. We got a lot of adults doing it. Third thing, if we're going to win over temptation, we got to be ready. Jesus warned us in John 10:10 about that. So if you missed yesterday's program, really want to encourage you to take 14 minutes to listen to that one. Go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. You can listen to that 14-minute program or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on all the platforms, and we even have a YouTube channel. I hope you'll check that out, subscribe to it. Most of our programs are on that. You can find that simply by typing in Hope Is Here and my name, Greg Horn, H-O-R-N, but would appreciate if you subscribe to that. Helps other people find this easier. But I want to share with you today, before we get to the fourth and fifth ways to win over temptation, four steps that the devil uses to tempt us. I mean, we know that he's going to. Jesus told us he comes to steal and kill and destroy. And I'm four D's here. I like to keep it simple. Maybe these will help you remember them too. The first thing the first step the devil often uses to tempt us is, one, he just puts a desire in our hearts for something. He plants a seed, a desire that, you know, we're just like, where did that come from? Well, it comes from the enemy. James chapter 1, verse 14 says, each one is tempted when? By his own evil desire. So, first of all, the devil plants a desire for something that we know is not God-honoring. Secondly, the devil uses deception. I mean, you know, we talked about in yesterday's program, Satan came to Adam and Eve in the garden and said, did God really say you couldn't eat from that one tree? I mean, he's been doing it, friends, since the beginning of time, so he's still doing it today. In James chapter 1, verse 14, it says, he is dragged away and enticed by his own desires. And you know, friends, we get deceived, and it's easily to be deceived. And sometimes we think we're stronger than we are. And maybe you need to ask God today, is there an area of my life that I'm being deceived, and I don't want to be deceived anymore, Lord, and that you will help help me to not be deceived. A third step or tactic that the devil uses to tempt us is disobedience. Disobedience. James chapter 1, verse 15, it says, then after desire has been conceived, it gives birth to sin. And you know, I heard my hero Wayne Smith, the founding pastor of Southland Christian Church, say many years ago, you know, affairs don't start in the bedroom. They start at the water cooler. They stop taking a coffee break together. Then they start with a lunch. And nobody ever intends to have an affair, but it just starts out really casual. And then the enemy just helps you take another step and one more step. Then the next thing you know, you're in disobedience. So be careful today of how a desire, deception, or disobedience that the devil is using to tempt you today. The fourth and final D of steps the devil uses to tempt us is death. Death. In James chapter 1, verse 15, it says, and sin, when full grown, gives birth to death. And friends, that's what happens when we give in to temptation. I mean, that's where all addictions start, whether it's alcohol, gambling, or pornography. I mean, if you hadn't seen the movie Sound of Freedom that was recently out the theater, I don't think it's there probably anymore now, but you can obviously find it online, and I believe it actually may even be free and off an app, if I'm not mistaken. I apologize. I think it's the Angel app, but I just encourage you to check that out. And I mean, it's tough because it looks at child pornography, and just you know, nobody starts out, and there was both men and women involved helping make this happen. And I mean, I'll admit, I had tears in my eyes in parts of the movie. And yet, you know, nobody starts out with any of these, but then a desire is placed, deception by the enemy, then disobedience happens, and it leads to death of our souls and our spirits. And yet, friends, I want to encourage you today, if you have given in to one of these sins, you know, alcohol, gambling, pornography, maybe you've got a spending problem, you maxed out 3 credit cards, and you're going to have to file bankruptcy if you don't stop. The very first step to freedom is to, if you're going to have healing and you want to have freedom in your heart and life because you're a prisoner to the sin because of the temptation you've given into, and nobody intends to become an alcoholic, nobody plans to have a gambling addiction or have a pornography addiction or have credit card debt. And what happens is the enemy deceives us, and then we give in to temptation, and we just keep feeding that God-sized shape hole in our hearts that only he can fill with stuff. And one of the ones I've been guilty of is busyness. Lots of wonderful ministry opportunities, and I love doing ministry between being a pastor and then the ministry I also have through Hope Is Here, not just this radio program. And I really struggle sometimes with being a people pleaser and not being able to say no. And so I just want to let you know, though, the first step is to reveal. If you want to have healing, it starts with the revealing. Healing starts with a revealing, and just to reveal it to one person. If you've got a pastor, reveal it to him, a friend, a neighbor, if you're married, your spouse. But the freedom cannot start until the revealing starts and the healing starts. And I promise you, friends, it's well worth it. If you don't have anybody you feel like you can tell, then contact me. Just go to our website, hopeishere.org. hopeishere.org, and there's contact information on how to get a hold of me there. But let the healing begin. If you have given in to temptation and you're like, I'm losing, Greg, I can't win over it anymore, with the revealing can start your healing process. All right, so we've been looking at 5 ways that we can win over temptation. We talked about, to recap real quick: 1, be realistic; 2, be responsible; 3, be ready; and 4, be refocused. Be refocused. You know, sometimes when we start to be tempted and just these thoughts and these emotions start to kind of, we feel like we're going to overtake us. I had a guy tell me when, it's been over 20 years ago, I've never forgotten this, and I was meeting with a pastor friend, and he shared with me, he said, when you start to feel those wheels, just those waves of emotion taking over and causing anxiety, he said, you used to be a college basketball coach. He said, what did you do when the other team went on a 10-0 run? I said, well, we called a timeout. He said, well, I want to encourage you to do what they would do. Get a 30-second timeout. And, you know, in basketball, if you do a 30-second timeout, the coaches reach up and touch their shoulders, their left and right hand. They touch their shoulders. And he said, I wanted you to physically do that. Just say, God, I'm taking a 30-second timeout here. Help me with this temptation, whether it's with some type of sin, or even if it's just struggling with anxiety or worry and feeling overwhelmed, that you can get a 30-second timeout. So I want to encourage you with that today, to do that. Sometimes, you know, you say, well, how do I get refocused? Well, if you're watching a TV show and it's making you be dealing with sexual temptation, or it's making you sad, depressed, or maybe it's even making you angry, hey, here's a thought: turn the channel. And I'm laughing with it because I've been guilty of not doing that. And yet, sometimes being refocused and winning over temptation is simply turning the channel or just getting up and moving. That's one of the things I've had to learn. If I start to struggle with a temptation, or if it's something I'm starting to get worry or anxiety about, to get up and move and do something, and it'll help you get refocused and change your mind and heart. A 5th thing is to be reborn. The 5th and final thing, if you're going to win over temptation, you got to be reborn. You know, I mean, people say, okay, well, you know, man, I want to do that, Greg. How do I do that? Well, James chapter 1, verse 18 says, God chose to give us birth through the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. And so, of course, Jesus was who was born, and he became the word of truth, and they were the first fruits of all that God created through Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. So, friends, that's one of the things we've got to quit making excuses when we give in to temptation, because God, he will not, he'll provide a way out. We want to blame it on God. Why do you make me tempted? You know, friends, it's not a sin to be tempted. And that's, I think, one of the great lies that so many of us buy into, and the enemy has a field day with us, causing us to get discouraged and depressed and frustrated. But the fact of the matter is, friends, it's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin what you do with that temptation. Do you give into it? And it's like the old saying goes, you can't stop birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest on top of your head. I know that's bad. Don't send me any emails on that, okay? But it's true. You know, yeah, birds are going to fly over our heads, but we don't have to let them set a nest up in our head. Well, same thing with temptation. Yeah, they're going to be all around us, but don't give in to them. If you're an alcoholic and some friends or coworkers ask you to go out to happy hour, don't go. And I know that's hard sometimes, but, you know, if they're going to go sit around a bar and do that, drink, you can't do that if you're an alcoholic. But I'm going to share with you two simple but powerful assets that can help you resist temptation. All right. One is other followers of Jesus. Okay. I mean, Jesus could have saved the world by himself, friends, but he chose 12 guys to change the world. And then out of those 12, Jesus had Peter, James, and John. They were kind of his inner circle, his guys. Okay. Remember when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, before he was arrested and he went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, he took Peter and James and John outside of the 12 after the Last Supper and said, please stay here with me and pray. I'm overwhelmed with grief to the point of death. I mean, Jesus experienced a lot of emotions, and even Jesus asked for help. And so, friends, I want to encourage you to do that. I talked about that earlier, about with the revealing starts the healing. And if you're just overwhelmed right now and you're having thoughts of giving up or suicide, I want to encourage you to text 988 right now. We have 911 for emergencies, which you could do that too. But if you just want somebody just to talk to and you're struggling with some mental health, anxiety, just some challenges and become hopeless, text 988 and there's somebody there right now that'll communicate with you. A second simple but powerful asset to resist temptation is to stay daily in the Word of God. Friends, I'm so honored. So many people tell me they start their day out either listening to Hope is Here on their way to work, or at lunchtime they get a spiritual refill, their spiritual tank refill, by listening to the radio programs at 8:15 a.m. or at lunchtime at 12:45 p.m. Or a lot of people will listen to the podcast in the mornings when they're getting ready in the morning, or like my good friend Tom Haley, who listens while he's fixing breakfast for he and his wife. And so they are filling their spiritual tank that way and getting in the Word of God. Then I also want to encourage you to also spend time in God's Word yourself. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, your Word is a lamp for my feet and a light unto my path. We're out of time, but I want to thank you for joining us today. I hope that you'll show these programs if you've been blessed by them today. My name's Greg Horn. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.